me joy shall live. The joy shall live by faith. And what is the definition of faith? Faith. When you say you're exercising faith, hallelujah. My own definition that I give is, I say action. Action that you take from an understanding. That is faith. Based on an understanding, there's something you understand and act upon that understanding. That is faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can I demonstrate something? Hallelujah. Can you bring that chair out? Come now, come. Brother, come. Sit down on that chair. Stand up again. Sit down on that chair. Now, when I told you to sit down, where's microphone? When I told you to sit down, you did not check to see whether I can carry your weight. You just sat down. Bah! Were you not afraid that?
Yes, I'm afraid. That is why.
Were you not afraid that you could sit on this seat and the seat could break?
No.
Why?
Because I have faith that the seat will not break.
Because you know the seat is strong.
Yeah.
But if you didn't know, what would you have done?
I will check the seat first.
Eh?
I will not sit on.
You will check the seat very well first. Yeah. That is the meaning of faith. Because you know that this seat is strong. You have to know first. You will be foolish to just go. They say see seat, and you didn't know whether I can carry your weight or not. Is there any fat person here? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will check first.
Exactly.
Now when you are sure,
then I have to sit.
Then you sit confidently.
Exactly.
That's the meaning of faith.
Hallelujah.
An action that your action of sitting down there is the exercise of the faith. Hallelujah. Now that is faith. Go and sit down. Now, when he said the just shall live by faith. Faith there is the action you carry out. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We have men and women in the Bible that exercise faith. Actions from an understanding of who God is. Hebrews chapter 11 listed them. And theologians call them heroes of faith. They put them there. People who knew their God. What will make Abraham go and carry his only child to go and kill? Child that he waited for 90 years, 100 years before he got. Child that he got by a woman that was 90 years old. He had a voice that told him, go and carry that your child, your only child, and sacrifice him for me. He did not argue. Why did he not argue? The Bible tells us why. Amen. He had the revelation. From the dead, God gave us a child. He who did it before, he will give us another one. It's possible. Therefore, if you say make a sacrifice, it means there's another one you are bringing through the abracadabra you used to do. You will bring another one. On that basis, he didn't ask any question. He said, oh yeah, let's go. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Rahab the harlot. She's mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 also. What made her to receive those Jews and hit them? It's because she knew that they were not ordinary people. She knew they were not ordinary people. And she knows that they are God-fearing people. If I help them, they will save me. And so she hid them from a revelation she had. Joshua and Caleb, they went. 12 of them went. Joshua and Caleb, so different from the other 10. Why? They considered the Red Sea they passed through. They considered the other battles that God fought for them. And they knew whether they are giants, whether they are whatever they are, our God is more than able to give us. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. doing. You saw the way they bombed Nebuchadnezzar. There's a revelation they had. Daniel, there was a revelation he had that made them to take that type of stand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Paul and Silas, they were put inside the prison yard. He said of them to begin to cry. Oh God, I was preaching, oh, now your work and they do, see the one they suffer now. Now your work and they do, now your work and they do. Now church I go, before I come back, my house catch fire. God, now your work and they, I go for evangelism, before I come back, thief will come enter my house, pack up, which kind of God are they serve? Which kind of God be this? If you don't want me to serve you, you tell me now, I'm working for you, why can't you work for me too? Paul and Silas, they were chained down in the darkest part of the prison here, plus men stationed there to guard them. The Bible says at midnight they began to cry. How many of you can be in that position and begin to praise God? How many? It's from a revelation. There was something they knew. They knew that God is fearful in praises. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. They knew that all things work together for good to them that love God. They know it. Therefore, they were not grumbling, they were not crying, they were praising God. Job, all his children, one day they wiped away. How many of us can take that? How many of you today are crying? My husband has died. God, I've been serving you. I've been serving you. I've been serving you. You took away my husband, leave me with this wicked in-law. See the way they are maltreating me, and you are sitting there in heaven watching. Which can God be this? Is this my reward for serving you all these years, God? Oh, not Job, not Job, not Job. Oh, he even went to the fanatical stage of saying, will you receive good from God and not receive evil also? That is, anything that comes from God, I will take it. I belong to him. The Bible said when they told him, he fell to the ground. Job chapter 1, you can see it there. He fell to the ground and worshipped God. And he said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Where did he get that faith from? Because he understood, naked did I come to this world, and naked will I go back. Everything I have in this world, I received it. There's nothing I came here with, and there's nothing I will live here with. Based on that, God that gave me, he has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He fell down and worshiped God. How many of us can act like that? Oh, somebody is receiving healing from hypertension now. I hope so. I hope so. I hope so. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible says, we are talking about faith. 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 Action that comes from an understanding. The Bible says that Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, he endured all the suffering, even the death of the cross. He endured it. Why did he go freely to be humiliated? Why did he offer himself to suffer all that he suffered? He said he had a revelation of something that was waiting for him, if he can go through that. How many of us have revelation that beyond this world there's a reward waiting for us, for the overcomers? And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Oh, we are a crown, wear a crown. Oh, wear a crown. Oh, wear a bright and shining crown. When the battle's over, how many believe that? How many believe there is a reward waiting for overcomers? You say you are overcome, it means there will be a battle you will face. Because you don't talk of victory. We are victorious. Yes, we are victorious. Glory be to God. Wait, wait. You cannot talk of victory until there is a battle. So if you say I am victorious, it means I am in a battle. You have to understand. For all them that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. You have a lot of things to overcome, to fight. But why did God of Christ overcome his own? There was a revelation of what was eternally waiting for him. And because he knew that all power in heaven and on earth will be given to him if he can conquer death through the cross. He knew that he will be given a name that is above all names. All power, the mention of his name, every knee must bow. He knew that because of it, he was ready to suffer any shame. He knows they are for a moment. They are not for a moment. I have told you this several times. When I was in the military cadet training, those who have, you know, gone to the Defense Academy, the people that train us as cadets, they are the people that you are going to be their organ later. They are other ranks. They teach you all, even including all the battle drills and everything, weapon training, everything about the infantry, about everything, whatever you call it. They teach you. And they are the ones that will determine whether you pass or you fail. And because they know that your destiny is in their hand, and they know that when you finish, you'll be the ogre. So the opportunity they have on you, they will use it well, well. Well, well. They call your manner of names. When you pass, you know, greet them. Maybe one corporal is standing. You pass, you know, greet them. Say, come here, you dog. You don't see ogre? If you don't take time, I'll dismiss you from here. See this one, he said you won't be officer. He said you won't be officer. He said you won't be officer. Then you're going to say, sorry sir, sorry sir. You have to enjoy it. He call you stone, yes sir. He kick you, thank you sir. If you fight him, you are finished, they dismiss you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the same position you are in with the devil. The devil knows that there is an enjoyment awaiting every Christian. And the time he's allowed now to finish us, he's doing everything to mess up Christians. And as soon as you finish the training, you go for your pipi ceremony where they are going to hang the pipi. When it is being done, none of them is inside that place. Only the generals are there in that hall with those who are passing out that night. And then the people ceremony is going on. The others, they are outside. The others who trained you, they are outside. Only the officers are inside with you. That same man, 1 hour ago, that was abusing you. See the way you wear your cap. Come on, where is this? See this dog. While you are going for people, he's doing his last move on you. Because one day you may come and dismiss him from the force. What if you are the chairman of a court martial for him? What if you become the one that will recommend him for promotion? So let him do his own now. Amen. We saw a lot of rubbish. A lot of rubbish. As soon as you come out of that room, that same man that was hallelujah, that was messing up before, immediately says, sir, congratulations sir, congratulations sir, congrats sir. No, you didn't look and say, how are you my boy? And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. Jesus Christ by the grave of Lazarus. In John chapter 11 verse 35, he saw the people exercising faithlessness and he wept. John 11 35 say, and Jesus wept. They said that's the shortest verse in the Bible. Why was he crying? Because he was crying whether by the time he will come back, whether he will meet faith at all. I walk with you. I fed 5,000 people before your eyes with 2 loaves of bread. I have raised other dead people before. Miracles that have never been seen, I've done it before. And did I not tell you I am the resurrection and the life? You say yes, yes, yes. But now, the time for me to come and confirm who I am, you have forgotten that I told you I am the resurrection and I am the life. He that believeth in me, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. They could not believe in him again. And up to now, Jesus is still crying for so many of us. Is he crying? You think you had favor with God only because there is no more battle you are fighting. Battle is evidence. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. It's evidence that you are in a battlefield, that they knock you small, small. One of the ministers that has traveled several times for Aladeleju, and then he came recent last week, was in the church last week, and I called him. He said he's been very sick. I told him, I said, yes, some of those children when you go carry, one don't hit you. He was laughing. I said, no. That is evidence that something happened when you went there. What's the evidence that there is a fight going on? It's no fight. Fight means I hit you, you hit me. Look, to beat someone is different from to fight someone. I hope you understand. Eh? To beat someone, the person stays, he does not retaliate. So you kill him, beat him, hit them, kill them. They cry. That one, it was no fight. Fight, he said, I hit you, you hit me back. That is where you get the word victory. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. If you are hitting the enemy, the evidence that you are really, really getting your target is that they will respond. Some bullets must catch one way or the other, will hit you. But he promised he will not leave us alone. He said none of those weapons will prosper. He didn't say they will not hit you. He didn't say none of those weapons will hit you. He said, but they will not prosper. Prosper in the reason why they fired it against you. They meant to kill you, they cannot kill you. They meant to destroy you, they cannot destroy you. No weapon of the enemy fashioned against you shall prosper. Why? Because we have victory through him, through him, through him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Faith is acting on the understanding of what God says concerning everything, including divine healing. What did God say concerning divine healing? What did God say concerning prosperity? What is the evidence I know you have faith to prosper? How do I know? It's that you will apply the principles of prosperity. When it is time to give, you will give. Because you can only prosper if you are a giver. You can only receive if you give. Give God his own. Give the needy people around you their own. If not, no matter what type of anointing anybody has, pray for you. That prosperity will only be momentary. That's why a lot of you do pick here, pick here, pick here, pick here. Before you get the next one, you battle, 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 battle. Then you get, after you get the next one again, you fast again, fast. Small time, God will pity. Say, if I don't give this one, you will not die for nothing. They will give you small. You will say, ah, you come and give testimony. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ah, ah, I suffer.
God's attributes were manifested to his body. We have popular revelation. Our last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we're in up for. They will love. Here is your life. Here is your life. Here is your seed. Here is the word. It's what I believe. The Son of God is revealed the seventh seal. There is no seed. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the Scriptures say. And I made the seed with it. We need that perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God. There is no life. There is no life. Here is your seed, here is the word, it's what I believe. Here is the books and I say, here is your life, here is your seed.
Hallelujah. And even when God gives you that, he will remember to pay his tithe. You remember, he said, no, when the next one comes, the next one will never come. Then you remain in the same condition. Pay your tithe right from the 100 naira that they dash you. Look, let it be part of you. Let given be part of you. And when you want to give correct giving. Give something that when somebody receives it, it becomes tangible. Give to the needy. Don't give to people who are already comfortable. There are things you must know what to give who. Oh, praise the Lord. A rich man does not need you to put money in the envelope to give him. No. If you want, look, everybody has a need. There is a man that used to own an airline in the north. Let me not call name now. He was very rich, one of the first private airlines in Nigeria. Now, very wealthy, I personally met him. Now, he had an old man that he used to know when they were all working in Nigeria Airways. So, he never forgot that man. That man was an Igbo man. And I met that man. Anytime he's traveling to Kano to meet that man, amen. He said there is a particular type of bread, a particular type of bread that he will buy. That bread costs, I think, 100 naira or so. I don't know what it is. He told me the particular bread. Immediately he reaches Kano, immediately that man knows he's around. He sleeps in his house. He said, hey, you bring that bread. You bring that bread. Hallelujah. Now that is what he has found out that man needs. And let me tell you something about rich men. Amen. A rich man, what he wants from you is your prayer. Because then they fear too much. If he knows you are praying for him, that's all. And truly, that is what he needs from you. The day a rich man knows you are praying for him, anything you ask him, he will give you. Stop going to buy a bag of rice to go and give him. He doesn't need your bag of rice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look for needy people around you, especially Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 6 was saying, especially those of the household of faith. Those that are worshiping with you together. There's a reason why God brought you the rich man in their midst. stop leading your own church and going to meet the needs of another church somewhere. Because you say your ministry is to sponsor churches. You don't sponsor your own way inside. Where they go out. Now, you know. Now, they need the poor people around. Start from their first. If you want to be blessed, obey the principles of prosperity. Give. Pay your tithe. Sponsor the things of the gospel. I'm telling you, that is the truth. I know brethren in this church that do that. They beg me not to tell people when they do it. They do that. They hear programs are going on, they come and sponsor their own. The television program we have, just about three people or so. Three or four. Two of them are not even members of this church. And I remember one of them said, for every couple I send to your ministry, from Benin, he was telling me from Benin on phone. He said, for every couple I sent to that ministry, I know what God has used it to do for me. Why? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Everything, even the usage of your gifts. Brotherly love. You want people to love you, you must give love. If you say, look, especially single brothers and sisters. Those of you who want to wed and expect crowd to come. As you will, Matthew chapter 7 verse 12 says, as you would that men should do to you, so do ye also. You don't attend people's wedding. Wait till your wedding day, you will see. No, it's not a cause, it's a principle. It's a principle. You don't live a life that affects other people. Nobody will remember you in the time of your own need. And the best investment to do in life is to invest in human beings. I'm telling you, that is the truth. I'm telling you, that is the truth. When I was in the Air Force, I can use that for an example. I was the boss of some men under me. And I was encouraging every one of them, like I do even now. I have told ministers, those who can go to school, go to school. And some of you are in school, and I'm very happy over that. The rest of you, do something that can better your life. Don't remain in the same level. Aspire to be better, better. And so I was telling them, I said, come, you went to secondary school. Why are you not going further to read in the university? Because I know if you read up to university in the army, in the Air Force, in the Navy, during selection, they will promote you to be an officer. They will commission you. So you have that opportunity, you have a break. Why? And then two of them told me that they applied and the headquarters, somebody in the headquarters refused them to go. So that's why they couldn't go. I said, okay, apply again. No, God has always linked me with Igbo people. The two of them are all Igbos. And then I told them, they applied. I forwarded that letter to the headquarters to permit these people to go and read. They wrote back. No. They no agree. Say, they use one language, quota, waiting. I said, share Nami be your boss. Share Nami supposed to report if I don't see you for work. When I go read. Hallelujah. And they could not believe any officer could do that. Amen. I left the Air Force shortly after. They were still in school when I left. I was surprised to go to the base one day and I saw one of them. He jumped up. He's now a flight lieutenant. Hallelujah. I was telling everybody, say, this is where they hang. See the person who give me. Oh. This is where they hang. See the person who give me. Oh. And then they were all struggling for me here and here, here and here. I have forgotten about him. Then I remember, I said, what of the other one? He said that one too is commissioned. He was in charge of a finance office somewhere in the north. And they said they were looking for a way to see me. They don't know, blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm just saying, can those people ever forget me? What of you? What have you invested in any human being that you can say that person can never forget you? And when you do that, especially to a child of God, the Bible says, he that giveth to the poor, lendeth to God. And God will surely repay him. And when God repays you for what you have done, you know he pays abundantly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I tell you, that is the truth. You are the breadwinner in your family. There are some people that all they want to do, they make sure no member of the family rises above them. They make sure no member of the family rises above them. But you have forgotten that when God wants to visit one family, He does not go blessing every one of them. He pick only one. He settles you well and expects you to apply that same principle and settle the rest. He moves to another place. And if you refuse to help those around you, He will demand it from you. Not when we get to heaven, no. Here, before you die, you will pay for it. Here. I'm telling you, it's a principle of God. There's a reason why God raises you to be a millionaire in a church. There's a reason why God took you there. You are in a church, God bless you, you're a millionaire. And all you are doing, you are sponsoring your cultural, your town association meeting so that they will give you chieftaincy title. God will demand it from you. When you suffer now, you begin to wonder, what is happening? Yet you are a genuine child of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Apply that principle. Always see yourself as a caretaker for the money God has given you, for the wealth God has given you, for the children God has given you, for the ministry God has given you, including those of us who are gifted. Remember, the anointing we have is not for us. We are only instruments for God to pass and bless other people with the anointing. Therefore, we must make ourselves available in the most humble way to make sure people benefit from that gift. Of course, we know that you meet all manner of carnal people that abuse it, but God always gives us wisdom to deal with them. Hallelujah. Do the best you can. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so God takes you through training to produce this type of Christian full of faith. Christian that you can depend upon. And so during the time of your trial, God, according to James chapter 1, it says, count it all joy from verse 2 when you fall into diverse temptations. Hallelujah. Why should you be happy when you fall into all manner of temptations, trials? Remember, there is no testimony without a test. There's no testimonial without a test. You cannot say I pass unless there is an examination before you stand to testify. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Romans chapter 5, you read it from verses 3 to 5. It says, we glory in tribulations, difficulties. Why? This is to produce patience. And from patience to produce experience. And because of experience, you will now have a hope. That's what that scripture says. A lot of Christians need patience. Without patience, no man, you can't receive anything from God. When God tells you, I am coming soon, God's soon is not our own soon. Oh, my daughter, I have had you looking for fruit of the womb. I have had you. Go and rejoice. Go and rejoice. 1 year passed. You say, all these people are false prophets. Did he tell you the time? He told Sarah her own for 25 years before it came to pass. Anna, Elizabeth, and the rest. Do you know how many dreams they kept having? Seeing they say, carrying baby. The fact that you have dream carrying baby, you have prophecy telling you, you have the fruit of the womb, you had the voice, you had everything, that is evidence that God has said to your own, be patient for the appointed time. And He's not obligated to tell you the time. How many of you have seen yourself on Igbo land? Now, I say see yourself in a dream. There is the dream of your thought. And there is malaria dream. If you have malaria, you sleep. you always see somebody pursuing you. You, they so bad, you jump. Hey, find me pastor number. Hey, then don't come. Now malaria, go and take malaria tablet. They never come anything. Your spirit is sick. That's all. But a proper dream, you see yourself abroad. How many people have seen themselves abroad? Who gonna stay here? You know, people are always traveling, that's why. Small time, this church go full. Small time, now abroad with a hear phone call. Daddy, I've just landed yesterday. What happened? I'm overseas. I will say, oh, we don't lose one member. Praise the Lord. If you see it like that, that is God telling you, I have heard your prayer. Rejoice, that's all. If you try here, he fail, you don't lose hope. Okay, maybe not be through this one. God won't do it. I am sure. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Joseph was in that same condition, but he was sure of his revelation that one day you'll be a king. What? I don't know when. See me for inside prison yard now. Should I give up hope? Na lie. My God never lie. Can he lie? If God speaks, it comes to pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. Praise the Lord. He said, there had no temptation taking you by such as is common to man. He said, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. How will he do it? He said, but will with the temptation, in that same temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. There is no trial that God will allow you to pass through that he knows you cannot bear it. It's not. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 said, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the righteous from all his troubles. And as I close, when the going is rough, when your Christian life is rough, remember 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8. He says, we do not walk by sight, we walk by faith. Don't begin to say God's presence is still with me, because you always feel the anointing. Because you always feel the anointing. The anointing is not there forever. Hallelujah. If not, those of us who don't feel fire, uncle, means God is not with us, Abi. And the fact that you don't feel that fire anymore does not mean God has withdrawn from you. God is about to promote you above the level of fire. That's all. Because you cannot remain every time. And not to hit you, you fall down, grass, scatter seeds, slap everybody around you. Small time, you won't be falling like that again. And when you don't begin to fall like that again, it means God is taking you to a higher level than falling down. Don't begin to let the devil cheat you by saying, you see, God will not deal with you again. You're finished. Then you are running to the mountain. Lord, what did I do? Bring back that fire. Pastor, I used to feel fire before. I don't feel them again. Give me more fire. You are indirectly saying you don't want to move forward. Did you pray? Did you ask for fire before he gave you fire? The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. The Lord knows the way through the wind. He knows the way. He's the one taking you step by step. Step by step. Just yield yourself. When the going is rough, remember Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. He said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew children, did they bow? Oh, hallelujah. He said, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Psalm 91, verse 9. Can we read it? Hallelujah. Psalm number 91. Hallelujah. You see what he said from verse 9? He said, because, that is thus said a lot to everyone here, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. See what will happen. There shall no evil before thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Is somebody comforted by that? Verse 12. They shall be in the house of the Lord. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and adder, and the dragon shall thou trample. I'll be with him with love. Let me show him my soul. Let's see the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 49. There's one beautiful statement he made there. Isaiah 49. There's one beautiful statement the Lord made there. Amen. Assurance that keeps us all the way of an eagle in the air. The way God deals with his people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 14, if you are there, he said, but Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. That's what Sister Nkiru was saying. That's what Brother Ade was saying. And that's all of you that put up your hands, you were saying. An assurance, these are the scriptures you look into, and nothing shakes you. Nothing shakes you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He hears the cry of the poor. God hears them. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. He will deliver them all from you. That's why the psalmist says, since I was young, and now I am old. Hallelujah. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. That is, even after the righteous is dead, his children are taken care of. They never go begging. Do you believe this Bible to be true? Then better know that every trial is to move you forward. Tell your neighbor, move forward. Tell your neighbor, the Lord will move you forward. Tell it, say it to three people around you. It's true now. Hallelujah. Christ was crying like some of you were crying. My father, why hast thou forsaken me? Did he forsake him? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, during trial, what is supposed to be your attitude is to be like Job. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's to be like Paul and Silas. Worship him, give him praise, because we know, Romans 8:28, and we know that all things worketh together for good to them that love him and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When trials come and see that they want to finish you, remember, I know my Redeemer liveth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When trials come, I see they will finish you. Give thanks with a grateful heart. How we stand up? Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because in Jesus Christ, His Son. And now the Lord has done for us.
You heard correctly. The bride now gathered.